Hey, it's Bob. Just pay attention. You know how he hates it when you're not listening. Here's Gruber.
The First Amendment is, it just is under attack, and I don't care where you look, unless you're willfully blind. Unless you're willfully blind, I can find examples all day long of where the First Amendment is being assaulted. Last night, for example, a whole host of our friendly people on the left gathered outside of Tucker Carlson's house in Washington, D.C., yelling, "Racist scumbag, leave town." And all sorts of other lovely things. We know where you sleep at night. As they gathered outside of Tucker Carlson's house because they love freedom of speech. Is that it? Is that why these people are there? Because Tucker Carlson has a set of beliefs different from their own? Obviously. Over 50%, according to a Yale University study, over 50% of American college kids self-censor their ideas, opinions, or beliefs because they are different from those of their professors and or their classmates. Isn't that refreshing? Nikki Neely here, president of Speech First. Nikki, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
This is a shocking and saddening and disgusting result, frankly.
It is, yeah. And you might be, you actually won't be surprised to know that the number is higher than it was last year when they did the same survey by the same group. And so, yeah, I mean, I think, as you said, there is a huge free speech crisis on campus, and I think it's the one that nobody's talking about. And it is, yes, the speaker fees and free speech zones, as stupid as those are, I think the bigger problem is that students are self-censoring because they're scared and they fear repercussions. And if you're scared to express opinions that, I mean, on public college campuses,
oh, we're on the road
to protected.
Yeah, you're on the road to a bad place. Because here's the thing. These so-called anti-fascists, by their very definition, are fascists themselves because they will smash the ideas of others. They will burn books. They will throw bricks through windows to keep people from talking. They'll gather outside of Tucker Carlson's house and chant hateful messages to a guy who's on television saying, "I welcome everybody," and he does. Now, he mocks a few, and I'm maybe not be the biggest Tucker Carlson fan, but I will tell you this. What he does is healthy and proper and American, and standing outside his house with torches and pitchforks is anything but American. And
absolutely.
And when you get to it, Nikki, here's the thing. Who defines hate speech these days or offensive views? You know what? The mob rules in this deal, and that's not the way it's supposed to be. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, something else that was shocking from that study was that a third of students, 33%, believe that physical violence can be justified to prevent a person from using hate speech or making racially charged comments. And like you said, who's defining hate speech? I bet a lot of those students on campus today didn't expect President Trump to be in the White House because his definition of hate speech is a heck of a lot different than what theirs is. And, I mean, you know, the window of acceptable discourse on campuses these days is so small and it's so far to the left that, you know, it's hard to keep track of day by day what you're supposed to say or what you can't say.
Well, that's exactly right. And if you go to Webster's Dictionary, for example, and you look up nationalism, right, because this was one of the big discussions yesterday from some reporter, again, that somehow, and President Trump said, that is a racist question about a woman comparing nationalism to white nationalism. Let's be honest. The number of white nationalists in America is a few thousand total out of a country of 325 million. It's not exactly a big problem pounding on the door, but I'll tell you what is a big problem pounding on the door, and that is shutting down free speech in the name of nationalism, which is a garbage argument. I mean, you've got globalists, you've got nationalists, and because the left has turned the word nationalist into some sort of a dirty word, that's what people are afraid of. They're afraid of being called a racist, a misogynist, a nationalist because you believe in America. Please. It's outrageous.
I was listening to a podcast with a liberal professor, and he said, you know, there is just this secret language on campuses where you can kind of show how woke you are by what you, if you know what to say and what you don't know what to say. Like, if I were to say something along the lines of, "I see your point," well, that is actually an ableist statement because some people are blind and they can't see. And so if I say that, I'm demonstrating how inappropriate and how out of the loop I am.
How unwoke you are? Is that it? I am so woke. Yeah, I think the right is woking up. I mean, it's just so dumb, the terms that are used today.
You can't say stand up for your rights because that is also ableist. Some people can't stand. And so, I mean, just all these things. I'm obviously just behind the time.
Yeah, apparently, because there's a few people in wheelchairs, we shouldn't be able to talk about people in wheelchairs, right? Right. That makes sense. We shouldn't be able to use terms that may offend somebody. The whole point of the First Amendment, the whole point of freedom of speech, the whole point of freedom of expression is to protect those ideas that are unpopular. Popular ideas don't need protection.
Exactly. And if you have to tailor your speech to how someone might interpret it, even if you don't mean to offend somebody,
right.
If somebody might take your comments amiss, then you know what? You're just not going to talk.
Right. So they sit there silent. But I think in many ways what has happened, you look back, and even the election on Tuesday was not the blue wave expected. Certainly some House seats, 30 seats or whatever, went to the Liberals. But in large part, you look back to 2016, a silent majority out there sent Donald Trump to the White House, and a whole lot of folks are still voting that don't talk about it, that don't discuss it. So a lot of people are self-censoring in this country, not just in classrooms, but this is an extension of what's gone on in Europe for a number of years. People have been, being pinpointed and labeled and called racist and hateful and all of these things for a number of years. But again, there's not some mass population of white nationalists or white supremacists, or white power groups. In fact, there are less today than there have ever been. Go to the Southern Poverty Law Center, if you must. Do some research. I mean, it's obnoxious that they would come up with this as the example, but that's what they have done. And they've convinced a whole bunch of college kids who are incapable of doing any research on their own at all that there's some outgrowth of this white supremacy movement, and it's just absolutely nonsense. Your thoughts?
I think we all just got called names for so long, for 8 years, if we disagreed with the healthcare policies that were shoved down our throats, the light bulb policies, anything. Anytime we disagreed with the previous administration, we were racist, right? They went ad hominem, they went to name calling, and I got sick of it. I mean, I think that a lot of people got sick of it. We can disagree on policy matters and not be racist. And you know what? Where's the one place
that's not true.
I can express my opinion? It's the ballot box.
That's not true, Nikki. If you disagree with them, you are a racist. How dare you argue? You sit down there or we'll have you thrown out of school for being hateful. I mean, that's really what, because there's also that threat hanging over their heads all the time. We'll have you removed from school. Some little Hitler youth panel will have you thrown out of school. And trust me, Donald Trump was like Hitler. No, I can assure you, your behavior, your ideas of stepping on free speech are far closer to that fascist idea than anything Donald Trump has done. Trust me, he talks too much. He's not exactly against freedom of speech. He talked way too much some days. I'll give you the last word.
No, I mean, I think the scary thing is we see these bad behaviors on campuses, but they're not staying on campuses. These students are graduating, they're going to the real world, and they're expecting similar accommodations, and they're demanding things from their peers. So we really need to keep an eye on this and push back and say, you know what, this is not acceptable behavior for grown-ups, and just we have to draw a line.
Yeah, well, good luck with that, because I'm with you, and I'm with you 100%, Nikki. As you know, Nikki Neely, president of Speech First, one of my favorite organizations, Speech First, and if you don't like it, too bad. Push the button on the radio. All right, Nikki, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Don't get caught with your taxes in chaos. Get on top of them today. Fresh Start Tax Solutions is here to help. Chris McClatcher has 25 years of experience helping people just like you. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start Tax Solutions banner to find out more. That's stevegruber.com. Click on the Fresh Start banner to find out more. Man, you need to sleep tonight. Clearly, so do I. So make sure your taxes are in order. I'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to greatlakesjc.org. That's greatlakesjc.org. greatlakesjc.org.
If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
You are round MVP.
Yeah, man. Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage. It's a good thing you got me as your wingman.
Right. You mean when you threw that flash grenade at me?
Whatever, man. Huge round. Seriously, great stuff.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes.
All right, class. I'm going to pass back your tests. And a high score goes to... Brian.
Oh, yeah. High score, baby.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you have the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help you get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.